Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Podio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unorthodox. In this episode, I wanted to discuss something I've always wanted to discuss. I feel like I say this every single episode, but like, it's true. I want to talk about trends in general, you know, hashtag trends. And I wanted to start with the biggest and the baddest of 2020, which is TikTok. So TikTok made it huge. It was probably like the largest growing social media platform, even maybe bigger than Instagram. I mean, to the extent that I see people using it and just staring at it all day. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is TikTok dances. I never understood the concept. I'm not saying like I'm against, you know, expressing yourself or whatever, but like, dancing is defined as something, and then TikTok dances where you're confined to, I don't know, like, what is it, 6 centimeters of a screen width, and you sit there and do hand gestures at the screen and think you're doing something cool. Like, imagine you're at a club and you're dancing like that. Wouldn't it look a bit strange? Wouldn't it feel a bit strange? So I never saw the appeal to that. I'm sure a lot of people agree with me. Like, I'm not being a Karen here, you know? But no, I am sure a lot of people agree, and you know, TikTok dances generally suck. They're fugly. Let's just start there. Number two, again on TikTok. TikTok trends that ma'lum ma'na abadan, and you see everyone doing that trend. For example, slapping my girlfriend's butt without her noticing. Again, a staged process with one person crouching down behind another person's butt, and then that person slapping that butt, and the girl or whoever's butt is slapped turns around in shock, not knowing where the slap came from. Like, how is that amusing? You know, I don't find that amusing. It just looks really fake. It's just, it's not okay to be addicted to this stuff. All in all, I think TikTok is actually very addicting. I do have the app and I do peruse it in my spare time, especially when before I go to sleep, I sit there and I scroll through all of, you know, I have users saved and I followed people on it. And I want to know what the secret is to this app that gets everyone addicted to it. Like, seriously, you can sit there for hours and not feel any time pass. Number two, I wanted to talk about. I am not a judgmental person in general. And I don't like judging fashion or the way people dress, or how they choose to express themselves with their bodies or with their clothes. But sometimes it makes me wonder, like, for example, you know how Balenciaga nazzalo hodel, the huge Crocs that were actually not very nice looking, and everyone bought them just because Balenciaga nazzalo. I really think that was an attempt from Balenciaga to be like, watch us, we can make you buy anything. Like, they could have gotten a can of sardines and put their logo on it, and people would go crazy for that. And that's probably happened somewhere, I'm sure. So I don't, yani, I read a post the other day on Instagram, and it said, self-esteem is bad for the economy. Now, I completely agree with that post, but I'm going to explain it if anyone didn't actually get what it's saying. So what they mean is that, if you're okay with yourself, if you're okay with the way you are, with the way you express yourself, with the way you dress, with the way you go about living your life, then you shouldn't need someone to set a trend for you to follow that trend, for you to feel as though you belong or you're in the in crowd, per se. So having self-esteem, you know, people who don't have good self-esteem, who don't have good self-confidence, people who are always glued to the screen looking for new things to purchase, for new things to wear, for new makeup lines to try, just so they can fit in with what's going on. And you see this especially in these generations, in, you know, in school kids, people who are at school, because that's a very in or out society there, school. You know, there are cliques, there's the popular club, there are the trendsetters, there are the people that you want to impress sometimes, and the people that you don't. And I've talked to so many students, you know, people who are still students in high school, and I've seen them, I've watched them behave in the wild, and I tend to notice that they all dress the same. They all have the same hairstyles. They all wear their makeup in approximately the same way. Today, a 13-year-old girl can probably put makeup on better than I can, because obviously with the technological revolution, everyone has access to social media these days, even 10-year-olds. You know, they're sitting there all day just looking at makeup videos and how to look prettier and how to have a bigger butt and how to have a nicer body. That's another point I'm coming to. But all people see on Instagram, on any social media platform, is other people trying to set a trend, trying to tell you that this is the way you should live life. So for my next point, as I mentioned, social media is a gateway to see staged lives. You know, you see people traveling, going to these far-off exotic destinations and taking one picture, and usually the guy or the girl has a really smashing body and they're fit and they show you that they eat healthy and they do all that stuff to feel good, and they're advertising that. And instead of us looking at that and being like, oh, that's a nice destination, you know, good for her or good for him, he's like that, we're there thinking, oh my God, I need to go there. I need to have that body. I need to start eating clean. I need to. And I'm not saying live an unhealthy life, you know? Obviously, every person, it's your duty to yourself to take care of your body. However you choose to do that is on you. But don't do it to the extent where you're looking to other people to see what they're doing so you can copy it. That's very, you know, herd mentality. Like, we look at what the majority is doing and we do the same thing. Well, sometimes the majority is not very right. When I look at this coming generation, Generation Z, I don't count myself in that generation, I don't know why, but they all dress the same, they all look the same, they all pretty much listen to the same music, are into the same shows, you know, have the same taste in food and almost everything. And you see sort of a brainwashed generation in a different way than other generations were brainwashed. Or maybe in the same way, just new topics, new trends. Yani, if we want to talk about other generations, you can say that in the golden age or in the 60s or in the 50s, smoking was a social thing. Like, every single household had someone who smoked. Smoked as in like, تفضل هيدا كيس أوكي تفضل هيدا سيجارة معي. مش إنه, you didn't really have the option to not do it. Everyone did it. That is also a trend. That is how people see everyone else in their vicinity doing that, and they're like, okay, I want to do that too. You know, that's how we fit in these days. Another trend that just gets on my nerves are those videos on TikTok that are like, here's what I did today. فقت الصباح ورحت عملت run for 15 minutes. بعدين رجعت على البيت وأكلت بيضتين. And people are there actually addicted to this stuff, watching it over and over and over again. I don't know if it's like soothing for them to see that montage of pictures of people's lives. But in the meantime, they're forgetting that, you know, they have their own life and they can live their own life. And more often than not, these people are actually just sitting in their rooms all day, locked in, watching someone else live their life through a screen. And I think one of the downfalls of social media is that it has caused a lot of mental instability in a lot of people. It has caused anxiety over the fact that, why am I not like that? Why am I not living like that? It has caused depression for the same reason for a lot of people. People, you know, are jealous of what they see. People want what they see on the screen in real life. And they don't really know that what happens on the screen may not even be real, may not even be doable. For example, Kylie Jenner's transformation was absolutely not natural. It was not done at the gym. It was not done by her clean eating. It was not done by her putting a little bit of makeup on. It was done by her getting a lot of plastic surgery in an attempt to look like what she looks like now. And what she looks like now gives a wrong message. People who are Instagram influencers and social media influencers have a duty to everyone who follows them, because a lot of that following are very impressionable young minds. They have a duty to those young minds to show them the proper way to live, not the way that I live that I think is the right way. So I'm calling out everyone here, even Lebanese people, especially Lebanese people, Lebanese social media bloggers who go and get gifts from Cartier and from Bulgari and from all of these high-end brands. And then all of these little girls and boys are watching them like, oh my God, why am I a failure because I don't have that? When in fact, they're not actually failures, but there is a standard that is so high that is set for these young minds that they tend to go into anxiety and depression and laziness because of that. I think that's very true. The last thing I want to talk about is social media challenges. So I'm sure all of you know about the Kiki challenge. You know, Kiki, do you love me? The one where they stand outside of a running engine car, like the car's on, and they do that dance while someone films them. And there was a video of this one girl who got run over because she was doing that on a busy road, it seemed. I don't think humans get the idea or the severity of the danger behind these situations. There are so many situations, you know, that are propagated by social media trends that put children, especially, in a lot of danger. And it's not okay. It's not nice to see. And you can see it in the way that children behave these days. You know, they all use the same slang. They all use the same language. They all behave in a certain way, dress in a certain way. It's like more and more we're becoming this one merged population, you know? This one uniform population with zero diversity whatsoever. Cultural heritage is being lost upon following these trends that are set by other people. Trends that are set by people who want cultural heritage to go away. In fact, I don't want to go too much into the politics of this. I just wanted to, you know, high-level criticism of these trends, of these things that people follow very blindly sometimes, especially the younger generation, a generation that I worry about immensely. They have a lot of pluses, but they also have a lot of, you know, negative things going on for them. So I hope you guys enjoyed this discussion, and I'll see you guys next time. خنقة وبتقولي زنقة ولا شوف وجوه الناس مصبرة منتظرة شنقة شوف عيون مهما ضحكت بقلب حرقة شوف الحكي عن الخنقة منين ببلش أم ديرة على البيوت وقرب مفلس أو عن كره صار بين عيوني مشلش عن رئيس حركة حرمان ملياردير عن الدعارة الحلال عنا الشرع مطنش